rurimi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye this Monday, December the 7th, 2020, where I'm broadcasting from my home here in Washington, D.C. due to COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic, which we've seen in Zimbabwe, as still the numbers continue to grow. At the moment, the Minister of Health says there are 10,718 active cases at the moment, COVID-19 positive cases, with 291 deaths, including one close to our own journalist, Janet Munyaka, who succumbed to COVID-19. And also some government officials also testing positive for COVID-19. We see in ZANU-PF, the Stafadzwa Mugwadi, and also Minister Obet Mpofu, are living with COVID-19 right now, of trying to fight it off, Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. According to the Ministry of Health, there are 10,718 cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And out of this number, 8,880 people have recovered and 291 have actually died. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 67 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And 1,537,975 people have died. And according to the same hospital, over 15 million people have contracted COVID-19 in USA, and 282,345 people have died. Zulukandaba linja lapelikona, endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Lapha ke live talk lamhlanje esikhuluma ngokuchiyeneyo, ezakhuluma ngeCOVID-19, sikhulume ngokhetho lweMelika nokunye okubhekanele labantu kwele Zimbabwe. So nxa sikhangela ke iCOVID-19 sokulabantu abe 10,718 asebanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi ke abayi 8,880 sebephephe ku-COVID-19. Abayi 291 sebabhubha. I-Johns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 67 million asebanjwa i-COVID-19. Kuthi abayi 1,537,975 sebabhubha. Siyabika njalo isibhedlela lesi sithi abantu abedlula 15 million sebebanjwe i-COVID-19 kwele Melika, wabhubha abayi 282,345. Kunjalo Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro December 7, 2020. Uko ndiri kutevhenyura ndiri kumba muWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano parizvino rinozivisa iro kuti munyika yeZimbabwe uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 wakwira wave pa10,718. Kwozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vari pa8,880. Totarisa vari kurarama nedenda iri reCOVID-19 parizvino pane vanhu 1,547 vanosanganisira vatafadzwa Mugwadi veZANU-PF uyezve nava Obet Mpofu veZANU-PF. Tinotarisa zvakare kune avo vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri vari panhamba inosvika iyo 291, vachisanganisira mutori wenhau Janet Munyaka, uyo awanikwa iye achiradzikwa zuva ranhasi muHarare mushure mekunge awanikwa iye achishayika kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Asi tinotarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose denda iri rakamira sei. Tichitarisa zviri kubva kubazi reutano remuno muAmerica reJohns Hopkins University, rinoti pane vanhu 66 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda reCOVID-19, 1.5 million pasi rose vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Kwozoti muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 vasvika pa14 million, tozoona 282,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Saka denda iri riri kuramba richibata vanhu vakawanda, uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika iko kuno kuAmerica panyaya yesarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa dzemutungamiri wenyika. tinoona kuti panyaya yesarudzo pakange paine kusafambidzana kwakanaka pakati pavadonald trump vemarepublicans navajoe biden vemademocrats apo pari kutarisirwa ipo kuti pawanikwe vadonald trump vachipa matomo kuna vajoe biden asi takaona vatrump vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita misangano kugeorgia iyo vhiki rino iri kupera kwevhiki rino iri apo painge paine vazhinji vanga vari pamusangano uyu izvo zviri kushorwa neveutano vachiti zvinhu zvakadai zvinogona kuti pazowanikwa ipo pachipararira chirwere ichochi checovid-19 tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti ivo vajoe biden vari kutarisirwa kugadzwa pachigaro musi wajanuary 20 asi vazhinji vari kutaura ivo kuti panozosvika kuti vabiden vagadzwe pachigaro semunyika ine utongi hwejechetere vari kutarisira kuti bopoto riripo pari zvino rinenge rapera Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We have received information that you know, so many people in Zimbabwe are now contracting COVID-19, and the latest news indicates that you know, Obed Mbovu, who is the administration chief at ZANU-PF headquarters, is in isolation at his home. So at the same time, there's Tafatso Mgwati, who is the communications director of ZANU-PF. He has got a similar kind of ailment. So as this is happening, Marvelous, we know that ZANU-PF is conducting some elections in the parties or regions. This is all about the party restructuring before they hold a certain big meeting in Zimbabwe. So as it is happening, it seems as if, according to some doctors, some people are not social distancing. Some people are not even wearing masks. Maybe they're saying it's due to, you know, people are now very tired of COVID-19. And at the end of the day, they end up not wearing masks, and they end up not, you know, social distancing. So this is a problem that is affecting so many people. And at the same time, we know that in Zimbabwe, the government has just, you know, made a budget proposal. You know, this budget proposal touches a lot of issues concerning the Minister of Health. And according to Commodore Jasper Chimedza, the money, he's the permanent secretary of the Minister of Health, he's saying that the money that has been allocated to his ministry is not much, you know, in terms of tackling many diseases and so forth. So he appeared in Parliament and was discussing this issue with parliamentarians. So let's try to get him on board here and hear what he said about this issue. Here he comes.
If your patient or medical aid comes and it's under 5, the medical aid is not obligated to pay. But they say in government hospitals it's supposed to be free. So these are the things I think which the law needs also to be clear to say, when we say free, I will say if you can afford to pay, should you really then at the end of the day pay? Like, let's say someone on medical insurance and so on. These are the gray areas which we need to track a bit so that we can be able to sustain these services. Because we are aware that if you look at the budgets, what we ask for, what we got, there is a big gap there. Like you rightly said, where is the other money going to come from? So these are the areas now which we now need also ideas from you to say, report the vehicle insurance companies. How can we leverage to get money from there for RTA patients? And maybe that money going to blood and blood products as well. So these are the things which we have to really say, let's holistically look at this thing and see how we can sustain the services. We've seen that a lot of the budget is going to salaries, but the operational budgets, the capital budgets are shrinking. But at the end of the day, that is what defines the quality of a service. We don't end up having people there but unable to do anything. So these are the areas which we really need to support from. Thank you.
Yes, so Marvelous, as you are hearing here, you know, there are issues here that Mr. Chimedza is talking about. So he says the budget is not much, and therefore they've got several challenges. So maybe we can talk about that.
Hey, apo tirikunzwa isu vari kubazi rezve mari vachimedza vari kutaura ivo kuti mari dzimwe dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichipiwa kuti dziwanikwe dzichishandiswa pane zvimwe zvimurongwa zviri munyika hadzina kuwanda. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti shuviro yavo ndeye kuti pawanikwe mari inokwana kuti zvimwe zvirongwa zvinenge zvakarongwa kuti zvirwise matenda akadai seCOVID-19 nezvimwewo zvikwanisike kunge zvichiitika. Tinotaura izvi panguva iyo sekutaura kwaita Gibbs, tiri kuona kuti pane misangano yakawanda iri kuitwa munyika parizvino. Bato reZANU PF parizvino rine misangano yairanga riri kuita yekugadzirira mimwe misangano yavo munguva inotevera, asi tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti kumusangano kubato irori reZANU PF kune vamwe vawanikwawo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19, tichitarisa vakadai sava Obert Mpofu sekutaura kwatamboita navatafadzwa Mugwadi. Parizvino vari kunzi ivo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachisimbirwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19, asi vari kuwanikwa vachinaya vari kumba. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika ipo pano. Tichitarisa zvakare sekutaura kwataita zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvesarudzo dzemuno muAmerica. Panyaya yedenda irori zvakare reCOVID-19, tinoona kuti zvizhinji zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai seNorth neSouth Dakota. Tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 huri kuramba huchikwira. Ndambowana mukana wekutaura naDr Simbiso Ranga, vatiri kutarisa kuti vachange vari ipo pano pachirongwa, vanova chiremba vanobva kuZimbabwe asi vari kuNorth Carolina, vachitaura ivo kuti kunzvimbo yavari kuNorth Carolina zvipatara zvazara parizvino nevanhu vari kuramba vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19, nokuti tiri kuona kuti denda iri rakapfunya chisero imo muno muAmerica. Uyezve tinoona kuti mutungamiri vari kutarisirwa kunge vari kuwanikwa ivo vachizogadzwa musi waJanuary 20 vaJoe Biden. Vari kutaura ivo kuti kana vachinge vapinda pachigaro vachada kuona kuti kurwiswa kweCOVID-19 kunge kuiri pamberi pezvimwe zvirongwa, vachiti ivo vachawanikwa vachidzika mutemo wekuti vanhu vambowanikwa vachipfeka mamaski kwenguva yakati kuitira kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 uwanikwe uchidzika. Taona zvakare kune mamwe maguta imo muno muAmerica vachiwanikwa vachidzokera kumalockdown atakange tiinawo pakatanga kuwanikwa iwo nzvimbo dzichiitwa malockdown. Pamusoro pekuti nzvimbo idzi vanhu uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 huri kuramba uchikwira, Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got a guest, Mr. Shaw, who is in the Netherlands. Welcome to the program, Mr. Matches.
Thank you so much for having me, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what is going on in the Netherlands when we look at COVID-19.
What we've seen is an ongoing increase in COVID-19 infections. And unfortunately, the impression that I get myself from reading the news and from watching what's going on in the in social media and in from information streaming in is that it doesn't seem like it's going to reduce as winter has exacerbated actually the rates of infection. And there's been quite a slow uptake in mask wearing. There's been a slow uptake in actual practice of social distancing. So it's actually a rather scary situation for anyone who's living here. And you can imagine everyone is afraid of contracting coronavirus, despite all the other measures that have been taken.
We're told that, in fact, the problem that is there is that people are not observing some of these kind of, you know, prescribed rules on what to do to avoid contracting the disease. So what exactly are people doing in terms of social distancing, you know, putting on masks and so forth?
Well, you'd be surprised that there's actually now almost a political movement with people going onto the streets and holding placards and saying we don't want to follow these recommendations coming from the from those in power. First thing is, here in the Netherlands, it's been a series of recommendations, not laws, not actual restrictions. So it's highly advised that you wear a mask, but it's not that people are actually, it's not an enforced law because protection of individual rights. But what that means is that people are then able to, by choice, decide, except if you're within public areas, mm-hmm. elsewhere, people can just not wear masks, and it's really a matter of personal choice. So it's become politicized as an issue of control and an issue of individual rights. And at the same time, you do have people that even for no political reason, just simply say they don't like wearing masks. And this is Christmas time. We had Sinterklaas in the last week here in the Netherlands, which is a big family celebration, exchanging of gifts, people coming together inside their homestead. And it's been quite a struggle, I think, for the authorities to make sure that this doesn't become another super spreading event.
Yes, kwa mfano sinto kunoko ke babumashezi ukuthi kambe kwenzakalani elizweni khona ngapho kanye ngazani abantu abaningi abafuna ukuthi begqoke amamask njengoba sitsho ukuthi kulabantu sebetshayitoyitoyi emgwaqweni lapha bakwenza konke lokho.
Bagcwele emgwaqweni iGibbs batshayitoyitoyi bathi bona abafuni ukugqoka amamask, bathi bona abafuni khona ukuthi abantu bengabi seduze labanye. And into esesiyibona ukuthi umkhuhlane ulokhu ugcwala yonke indawo, and into esesiyibona ukuthi besicabanga ukuthi kumbe mina njengambe ngicabanga ukuthi kumbe ngizawuya ekhaya ngo-December, kodwa akula muntu ozawuya enindawo since up until January siku-lockdown, and akusuke kwaphela ezongeza abantu bengagqokanga amamask, ezongeza umkhuhlane lokhu umemetheka. So kuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu balalele okuthiwa ngezazi zangkhona, but we're not seeing that happen la kwele Netherlands.
Yes, tol bambe khonapho ngayikhathana sesilo dokotela Simbiso Ranga. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Gibbs. Thank you. How are you? How are you, viewers? Well, how are you, marvelous?
How are you, doctor? Welcome to the program. We spoke a little earlier on a Siregeti, Vatango Pindam Chirungwa. Atukunzwa mkoma Sean Macheza, variku Netherlands, variku taura hivo kutivane veikoko, amasi kutomboita, shokuteka mamaski nezimwewo, variku tosha nisa kunge political movement, kuti variku wane kwa hivo, vachienda mumigwangwa vachiratidzira kuti havasi kuda kuwanikwa vachipfeka zvikwanisiro. Asi tozotarisa imomuno muAmerica, Dr. Ranga, tichibva weekend inoi takaona vaDonald Trump mutungamiri varipo pari zvino vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita marali imomuno, munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Zvandiri kuona, marvelous, ndezvekuti communication inenge iri kuleka, kana kuti awareness inenge iri kuleka among our people, whether kuno kuAmerica kana kuZimbabwe. Saka chiri kuitika ndechekuti virus haisarudze rudzi kana kuti party kana kuti any other political persuasions. Saka zvatiri kuona muno muAmerica kuitwa marallies all over the country now in Georgia, but vanhu havasi kupfeka maface mask. As a result, tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kubatira chirwere checovid-19. Because you spread it through the respiratory system, vanhu vari kushare mhepo yainofemwa iya, madroplets and so forth. And that's also true kuZimbabwe. I mean, the only difference is in terms of how bad it is. Kuno kuAmerica, my numbers, they are skyrocketing, zvipatara zviri kuzara, my ICU, my intensive care unit aya, adistori namabeds akakwana. Saka this is a real problem. Yekuti vanhu vese pasi rese tinofanira kuita pay attention kusvika tava ne better control of the virus.
Semaonero enyu, zvii zvinofanira kunge zvichiitikwa pari zvino? Takatarisa denda iro recovid-19 nyanya kune vezvematongerwo enyika.
Handina nyatsaunzwa, marvelous, I'm sorry.
Kuti munoona chii chinofanira kunge chichiitwa pari zvino?
Chinofanira kunge chiri kuitwa ndechekuti I think the beginning education must be better. In terms of increasing awareness worldwide. And one of the things chinofana kuitwa nevanhu, my political leaders, they must have a consistent message and they must be leading by example. So what we see is vamwe havasitombozivi chinonzi COVID-19 chii. Saka pavari kuya kumarali paya vari kungouyawo havatombozivi kuti ndiri kusangana nei. Saka it's very important kuti my leaders were all over the world tinge tiri kudzidzisa vanhu kuti COVID-19 is real, and we lead by the power of our example, like zvakataurwa naBiden, kuti isusu tinofanira kunge tiri kupfeka maface mask, tiri kuita social distancing, tiri kuavoida macrowds. Kana macrowds aitika toita social distancing, but we try to have my functions outside. Vanhu vese vakapfeka maface mask, tiri kuencourage basic hygiene nezvimwe zvakadaro. Chatingatoita ndechekuti magatherings asiri necessary, anofanira kunge achiitwa curtailed. And the other thing ndezvekuti munhu wese kana tiri aware, if we know kuti COVID-19 inofamba sei and how deadly it is, I think we will all make an effort to try to minimize kuspreada kwechirwere. But because we are not very much aware, or there's all this mixed messaging, zviri kuita kuti vamwe vati haachiriko haachiko, you know, and particularly muZimbabwe kuti matests haasi kuitwa akawanda, it means people just think, oh, maybe this may not be real. Thank you.
So now, looking at, doctor, looking at how things are happening in USA and in Zimbabwe, Are people showing some reluctance in social distancing or in wearing masks and all those kind of things? If so, what should they do?
In terms of how people are people's behavior, mm-hmm. I think that those who are informed and understand and believe the science, even here in America, they are following the guidelines. So you would find that even different political parties, they behave in different ways based on the message that's being communicated. So you would find that there are some church gatherings where people are not wearing face masks. And we have seen some churches actually, like here in Charlotte, they had to shut down one of the churches because people were just gathering in the church for functions like christening, baby christening, without observing the social distancing and so forth. So I think that people's behavior is being dictated by what they believe. Because if people don't believe it's real, they're going to just do whatever they do always and whatever their political leaders are telling them or whatever their political leaders are demonstrating. That's why I'm emphasizing that.
Yes. Now, let's cross over to Mr. Sean Macheza. So when people are really toying and making all this kind of noise, you know, about COVID-19, what strikes you, you know, the most, Mr. Macheza?
I think the lack of trust of the authorities and of all the health information that's coming out is symptomatic of something that's much broader. Because I think a certain trust in authority has been undermined, not only now in the COVID era, but even beforehand. So what you're seeing is a lot of conspiracy theories online with people talking about QAnon, people talking about a whole conspiracy to get people to use vaccines, a whole conspiracy to get people to chip themselves so they can fly on planes and all of that. All of this rhetoric gets lost when just because the information is not clearly channeled in such a way that it builds credibility and adds to a specific worldview that shares sort of a baseline, which is these are scientific facts, this is what the science says, and this is what reality consists of. So what you're seeing is now a combination of not just the fact that indeed there's no consensus on what COVID-19, on all the information around COVID-19, because indeed it's still under study. It's still something that's new. Scientists are still figuring it out. Yet at the same time, there's been very much a growth in the distrust in institutions, mm-hmm. whether political or scientific and all other kinds of authority worldwide. So this combination has created the situation that we're seeing right now and is having detrimental effects because people are essentially putting their lives at risk because of misinformation.
Tomboenda kuna Dr. Ranga Trukunzwa Shukutawarwa na Mkoma Sean Macheza variku Netherlands. Imo muno panyaya ye vaccine iye COVID-19 shaka mira seiparishu. Nukutuwa na wajinji variku taura shaka wanda sekutawara kwa ita Mkoma Sean panyaya ye nomba yo iliku ya ye COVID-19.
Thank you, Marvelous. I think he is saying it very well. My conspiracy theories, unfortunately, they are not helping the situation. So if you look back, kunana March, April, when we learned more about the virus, a lot of people were peddling these conspiracy theories that this is related to my vaccine, which they want to force on people. They want to force them on particular segments of the population, which are obviously is nonsensical. It's not true. We have developed new technologies for developing vaccines, and fortunately that came in handy this year, such that we have record time in terms of developing my vaccines. And my scientists, like when Dr. Fauci, they have been superintending that process to make sure that it's safe and effective. And my studies that have come out so far have demonstrated some of the vaccines, like the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccine, the effectiveness is above 90%. Of course, safety-wise, I mean, time will tell. But based on what we know so far, most of people who believe in science will not have problems taking the vaccine. The tragedy is that my communities here, which were hard hit, the minorities, the black communities, Hispanics here in America, even back home, a lot of people are taking this conspiracy theory seriously. So unfortunately, they may be the last ones to take the vaccine, which means that they will probably die more than the other people who embrace the science. So I think that we need to do a better job of raising awareness, explaining what the virus is all about and what the role of the vaccine is, and the fact that it's going to be taken by people like myself. I can't wait to take it as soon as it becomes available. I know that there's going to be an inherent risk because of the time factor, but what choice do we have? Thank
you. Ipapo maybe mombotaura neshona doctor kuti vaccine kana kuti nhomba iyi inenge yakakosha sei, inobatsira chii nekuti sekutaura kwamaita vazhinji vamwe vari kutya.
I didn't get your question, Marvela, sorry.
So the question is she wants you to respond in Shona. What's the benefit of the vaccine?
Okay. Saka, benefit ye vaccine, ndeye kuti iyo tino develop immunity. Kana tikwanise kurwisa chirwere. Saka, tinoziva, kune zvirwere zvakaita sana measles, mumps, rubella, polio, which are almost eradicated now all over the world, including Kuzimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti tinowana mavaccine tiri vana vadiki. We don't even get the choice. My parents, they put us through mavaccine because that's the reasonable thing to do. Mukatarisa mapolio, tinotoona vamwe izvozvizvi vaka kura vari zvirema, vane makumbo matete and the like, because vakarohwa nepolio. The same is going to be true for COVID-19, kuti vamwe vaya vachaita zvirwere zvichange zviri long term, zvemapapu and the like. Saka chatingataura ndechekuti vanhu vese vakatora vaccine, kune inonzi herd immunity, yokuti kana vanhu vakawanda vava immune vasingachakwanise kuparadzira chirwere. It means kana vashoma vaya vasina vaccine, vanenge vava ne less chance yokubatira chirwere, because vanhu vanenge vari around them vanenge vane immunity. Saka that's kind of what we are hoping for.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Machesa. So, Mr. Machesa, what will convince you to take the vaccine?
Oh, well, essentially science. show me the studies. Show me the figures that show the efficacy of the vaccine. I've seen figures of upwards of 90%, as the doctor just pointed out. So I think we simply have to come back to a world where we agree in the value of science and the fact that there is peer review, there is replication of some of these studies. Of course, we don't have the time right now to have all these multiple trials, but it's different situations call for different solutions. And this one is, in fact, the most drastic public health crisis we've faced in many of our own lifetimes. So go with the science.
Yeah, I will find a thing to go to. When was we started Jackson civilly? Comes out 10.
Ndalela abawaziyo, Gibbs. Umuntu hambe esikolo wayafunda udokotela nangu lapha wayafunda iminyaka eyisikhombisa efundela ukuthi umzimba usebenza njani. Abekwazi ukuthi umuntu welatshwa njani. Angithi mina bese ngibuya ngithi ngihambe ngayabona ividiyo ku-YouTube sengisithi hhayi i-vaccine leyo ayisebenzi, abantu akumelanga bethathe umuthi, abantu bayagcina sebelimala sebesifa nge-COVID. So mina ngithi asilalele nini izazi, silalele labo abahambe esikolo bayafunda ukuthi into lezi zisebenza njani. And bona bathi i-vaccine isikhona, bathi i-vaccine iyasebenza. Ngakho-ke asizivikeleni sibekwazi ukuthi elakusasa siyalibona, ngoba ungakhangela i-COVID isibulele abantu abaningi.
Yeah, so Dr. Chimenza, what Mr. Machesa is saying here is, Dr. Aranga, sorry, what Mr. Machesa is saying is that people must follow the science. But when we look at what is happening in USA, remember on Saturday, the president held a very, very big rally in Georgia. And all those people were not social distancing. They didn't have any masks and all those kind of things. If we look at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now, we know that there's an issue where ZANU-PF is conducting some provincial elections. There's little or no social distancing. Some people are not even putting on masks. So nothing is getting out to the people there, or people are deliberately doing these things.
Gibbs, that is very, very unfortunate. I think it's irresponsible political leadership. Because for the tragedy in Zimbabwe, obviously, is we don't even know who has the disease, who doesn't, because we are testing a very small number of people so far. So people, what I have noticed, they are going from one funeral to the other. And as they gather at the funeral, more people got infected, they move on to the next one. And that is true for these political activities like my elections, my rallies, and so forth. We're not saying that people should not have gatherings. But if you're going to have gatherings, then you have to provide the environment to ensure that we minimize the risk of spreading the virus. So that's also happening here in the United States. We see that these rallies that Mr. Trump organizes, people are not observing the science. They ignore the science. And tragically, a lot of people are paying with their lives. So we have seen some prominent people like Rudy Giuliani, Herman Cain, and others who are top political leadership in the Republican Party succumbing to the disease. What we are saying is that they are just examples. Of course, they are ordinary people who get the condition, even though they are doing everything possible. What we are saying is, let's be responsible. The things that we can control, let's control them. So gatherings should happen only if we can ensure that people practice COVID-safe behavior. I mean, COVID-safe behavior is what we have been preaching since March. You know, my face masks, social distancing, basic hygiene. Try to be out there in the open if you can. Self-quarantining if we think we have had contact with somebody with the virus. So these are things that are very essential. So I think that some people in Zimbabwe, we're just living by luck. You know, we just say, well, what matters anyway? We're going to die anyhow. That's what some people say. But I think that's very irresponsible, because you already have HIV, malaria, all these other conditions that we are failing to manage. And now you add COVID-19, that's a disaster. In America, we have all the resources, but because we are being irresponsible, I don't see any other good reason why people should gather and not be properly prepared. Thank you.
Maybe Dr. Tombotso, can I add to the basics, just to remind people, how do they know that they now have COVID-19? Nekuti vanhu vakanganwa iye zvinezvi vazhinji tinoona imomo nomo America kwanga kuine Thanksgiving vanhu vakasangana pane maholiday akawanda wanda tikutarisira Christmas vanhu vachasangana but zvii zvamungataure panyaya iyo yekuti kana uri kuenda kunosangana nehama neshamwari tingangotarisira pazororo reChristmas zvii zvaungaita kuti uzvidzivirire uye zvaungazive sei kuti waane COVID-19?
Marvelous. Zvandingataura ndezvekuti number one, this is the year when it's okay to try not to be with family in terms of gatherings. If you don't live in the same household, you know, even if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your cousin, my holidays this year, it's probably better to avoid those kind of gatherings. Of course, when you have my funerals, you know, you have to attend a funeral. There's no way around it. If you're going to gather with family and friends, what is necessary is to observe those behaviors we have talked about. Assume that your father, your mother may have the virus, and you might have it too. How do you minimize spreading it to them and getting it from them? So wherever we gather, do social distancing, wear your face mask at all times, except maybe when you are eating. and try to have my gatherings outside if you have to do them. That's what I would kind of encourage people to do. Otherwise, hey, your Christmas celebration, do it on Zoom. You know, they are now this first time, all these technologies now. And everyone will understand. Because we are actually marvelous. We are seeing family members die one after the other in the hospitals, wife, husband, cousins, because they came for a birthday party. So things like that, that we don't have to do, we shouldn't do. If we have to gather, let's do it in a very responsible way.
Motaura neshona.
Zaninga taura marvelous. Ndezo tuma gatherings, ipapa pa Christmas apa, instead of kutitese taku kira mbazi, taku enda kumusha, mbazi macho inyaya, tashika kumusha, tisha exposa wabereki, hama neshamari. Saka zvandinga taura ndezvekuti ngatiedzei kusafamba famba kusangana nevanhu, even though dziri hama vatisingagari navo mumba, kusvika tamake sure kuti vanhu vava nevaccination, vaitwa vaccinated, it's probably better kureduce ma gatherings sepa Christmas apa. Toziva kuti munhu wese anenge ari kumhanyira kuenda kumusha kunoona vabereki. But chandinga kurudzira ndechekuti aiwa, this year ngativaonei pa Zoom, that we are on a paper first time, that's for their own good. And what we should know is some people are atombozive kuti kune COVID-19 mumaruwa hapana vaudza kuti COVID-19 chini. Saka patinosangana navo paya, we should be aware of that and we should educate each other with love, you know. But no. Pekai face mask, ngatisa share my drink, ngatisa, you know, things that we take for granted. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Let's turn to Mr. Macheza and let's discuss politics now. When we look at the U.S. elections, we know that President Donald Trump is still saying that he was cheated in the elections. So now, Mr. Macheza, you're a person who lives in the Netherlands, far away there. So now tell us, what are people saying and what's your take on what's going on here?
I think there are multiple ways of looking at it. I think the first thing is that America has always been and has presented itself as the citadel on the hill that is a beacon for all the other countries around the world to see how democracy works. And actually what Donald Trump has done is to show that a lot of these institutions have really functioned on goodwill, like everybody, assuming everyone comes in with the best intentions. But technically what we're seeing right now is that, yeah, you will probably need to ring fence some of these processes of democracy, because what happens when an incumbent chooses to dispute an election is not something that has happened in America before. So it might be a good thing, because in the end, the system does get tested and get fixed in case the next person comes in and tries to do the same thing. What's been happening is from here on the continent of Europe, with people watching the United States, I think there's a sense of relief, first of all, because there's an affinity here for between the United States and Europe because of the cultural and economic ties. And so people are happy that they're hearing now overtures from the Biden government saying, well, we're going to re-engage with the global community. We're going to come back into the Paris Accords. We're going to re-engage with NATO and come back and secure Europe. So I think there's a general sense of relief about America's re-engagement and with the global community and moving out of the sort of isolationist stance that Donald Trump championed for the last 4 years. But I think in general, all of that being said, there's still a sense of uncertainty. I think people will simply breathe a huge sigh of relief when on that day in January, you actually do have a handover of power peacefully, and maybe America takes a different step going forward with the international diplomacy.
Yes,
25. Le Europe ofunga ukusebenza kuhle lamanye amazwe. Okwahlukene lo Donald Trump obesithi yena yena kwakhe unakekeli America, America first, akulo munye oqhakathekile, akulo muntu ezimnanzi esimnanzayo. So esesukubona khathesi ukuthi abantu sebethabile babonga ukuthi hayi iAmerica isiyaphenduka, isiyancedisa amanye amazwe, iAmerica isiyakuba isiyancedisana le-Europe kuNATO, isiyasebenza labanye kuParis ezokulungisa i-climate change. So there's a sense abantu bathabile ukuthi sokulo mahluko. Kodwa ngeke sabakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakala yini sibili ukuthi isihlalo siye ku-Joe Biden, sisuka ku-Donald Trump. I-America isikhathi sonke le sibili lizwe litshengisa abanye ukuthi i-democracy yenziwa njani. Kodwa manje esesibone ukuthi u-Donald Trump usetshengisile ukuthi hayi, ezinye izinto kumele zilungiswe beforehand, ngoba kwebe ngokuvumelana kuphela. So kufunakala umthetho sibili ochoyo ukuthi ma usudliwe kuma-elections kwezokhetho, kuhamba njani kwenzela ukuthi omunye angene.
Aiwa, apo tirikunzwa zviri kutaurwa namukoma Sean Malcheza vari kuNetherlands vachitaura ivo mamirira akaita zvinhu kuti kwavari ikoko kuEurope vanhu vakatarisira kuti chii chichaitika iko kuno kuAmerica pachasvika musi waJanuary 20 apo vaJoe Biden vachatora matomo kuti vachadzokera here pane zvimwe zvibvumirano zvakadai seclimate change, zvibvumirano zvakadai World Health Organization izvo zvakange zvaraswa navaDonald Trump. Ando zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura. Saregei tiende kuna Dr. Ranga, nekuti vanga vati vari kuuya kwenguva diki, saka tazenge tavabata ipo panasi. Dr. Ranga, musati maenda yenyu, mongotipawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti imi munoona remangwana rakamira sei reAmerica, uyezve kuti nyika dzakadai sekuAfrica dziri kuona sei zviri kuitika muno muAmerica panyaya yemapishapisha ari pakati pavaDonald Trump navaJoe Biden.
Thank you, Marvelous. Zvandingataura ndezvekuti democracy, mature democracy can function irrespective of what the people inside are doing. I think ndo chimwe chatingadzidza pane zviri kuitika muAmerica nhasi. Saka yatiri kuona ndechekuti transition yava Biden iri kuenderera mberi. My institutions, they are embracing him. Vava kutowana ma briefings, you know, from intelligence community. And varikuwana ma resources avano need to form a new government. At the same time, vaTrump varikuwana mukana wokuti zvavari kunyunyuta kuti ma elections akabirwa vaende kuma courts, va engage ma local authorities, ma states and so forth. Of course, we have come used to behavior yavo and also his general attitude. However, his wishes are not the truth. That's what we are realizing in America. And what we are realizing is all this is happening very peacefully. As much as there's so much rhetoric, there is peace. My citizens, my journalists, they're able to report and account for what's going on. How this relates to Mamwe, Dzimwenyika, Vana Zimbabwe, and so forth, is that I hope we take away kuti sema citizens, sema journalists, we have the power to report the truth, to stand with the truth, irrespective of what my leaders may want. Chatinoona ndiyo tukumba manje my governments would be the same people vanenge vari kurana my elections. Saka just imagine what that would be like if they were Trump vanga varivo vari kumanage my elections, what kind of outcome would be talking about. So those are some of the lessons that we are learning kuti sema citizens, we have to be more engaged and we have to make the process more fair and more open, less centralized. Thank you.
Maybe mukupeta musati maenda munoona sei sarudzo dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa ku Georgia dze Senate dzakakosha sei kuma Democrats nema Republican.
Sorry, Marvelous. Volume meaning a little bit low.
So she's asking about the Georgia Senate elections. She's saying, what do you think about it, those elections?
I think what is highlighting is the fact that this was a very close election. So you would find that as much as Mr. Biden got 7 million more votes than Mr. Trump per popular vote, instead of in terms of party representation, Democrats, they lost a number of seats in the House, although they still control the House. The Senate, whatever happens in Georgia, is essentially a 50-50. Which means if my Democrats win, it's going to be 50-50, and then the Vice President, Kamala Harris, will be the deciding vote per my split decisions. Of course, it would mean that my Democrats would control the Senate as well. On the other hand, if my Republicans win one or two of those seats, it means that they will still control the Senate, which means that a lot of my legislative decisions or agendas, our Biden will very much depend on what my Republicans are willing to do. So these elections are very important, but I think what we are learning is that Americans are being forced to work together, because nothing is going to happen without my Republicans agreeing, since the numbers are very close. So I'm not sure what will happen in Georgia, but at the end of the day, I think we already see that Mr. Biden cannot do this alone with Democrats without Republicans on the table. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I would like to just thank you for having joined us. We know you have a busy day ahead, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Maybe before you go, just my last question.
Sure. Okay.
Last one. So looking at what is going on right now with people interacting at will, in lockdowns, what is the future looking like, for America?
Thank you, Gibbs. That's a very important question. The future, I think, beginning this week, we are going to see people getting vaccinated in the United Kingdom. We expect vaccination to start among healthcare workers and other vulnerable groups here in America beginning sometime in December, assuming that the FDA has approved the vaccine or the vaccines that have been availed so far. However, life is going to continue more or less what we are doing now until sometime April or May. That's kind of the best case scenario. So we are hoping that the essential workers get vaccinated by sometime in April, and then everyone else probably start getting the vaccine here in America May, June, July, thereabout. So it means that we will still have to wear my face masks. We'll still have to do social distancing. Lockdowns are going to happen maybe at a regional level or at a local level, like what's happening in California right now, because they are running out of intensive care unit beds. So unfortunately, until everyone or a significant number of people are vaccinated, which is probably 60-70% of the population, the world population, we are going to have to go back and forth. But I think if we all consistently do the COVID-19 safe behaviors like we have been doing, which I think Mr. Biden is determined to do, that's going to shorten the time we have to be doing these measures. Thank you.
Maybe Mota and Shona Msatimaenda. Gibbs, if you can ask him to just say that in Shona in brief.
Yeah, just in Shona, yes.
Sure. Chaninga taura ndeche kuti kutanga vhiki rineri vana United Kingdom vakutopa vanhu vaccine ye COVID-19, and America will probably follow suit mwedzi unoyu. But ma vaccine achatanga kupuwa vaya vanoshanda muzvipatara, ma healthcare workers, kozoenda vamwe ma vulnerable populations sevaya vari muma nursing homes, kozoitawo mamwe ma essential workers, mapurisa, and so forth down the line. Chatiri kutarisira ndechekuti maybe around April, June, vazhinji vaya ma essential workers vanenge vaitwa vaccinated, and handizive hangu, handisati ndanyatsaongorora kuti World Health Organization, what is their timeline like. Asi I'm expecting kuti dzimwe nyika kunana Africa and so forth vanodepend on the World Health Organization vanenge vachizoteverawo sometime beginning of the year vaccine yava more available to everyone. Saka ndotofunga kuti gore richatosvika kupera 2021 tichiri kuvaccinate vanhu. But as more people get vaccinated, It means my restrictions will become less and less over time. Thank you.
Thank you
thank
so
you very
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Same good to you. Bye-bye. Thank you. So let's go back to Mr. Macheza. So, Mr. Macheza, we are, you know, talking politics and, you know, COVID-19 and all these kind of things. Back to politics. So looking at the rise of, you know, rightism or whatever we call it, you know, in terms of people going towards anarchism instead of established governments, what do you think, you know, nations like America will look like in the near future, you know? Because you've got this kind of thing also in Europe where you are right now. The right is rising and things have changed.
I think it's very easy to fall into a sense of pessimism when looking at global current events across the globe, where it seems as if the far right is indeed resurgent and grabbing power everywhere else. But what we can see is even right now in America, you have had an overturning of this sort of far right capture of the United States. I mean, Donald Trump has been a beacon for the far right, and his rule has been overturned. So it shows that there is an opportunity. We've had the same thing happen in Bolivia, where you had the MOS movement. So you've had people voting in again, sort of more moderate or at least left-leaning government. So essentially, my point is that there is hope outside of what seems to be a far-right takeover of governments worldwide.
But does it not seem like something like a test of democracy in a way to say, okay, there's some people who are saying governments are a problem on their own, and people don't want to be ruled by governments. So, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think it does appear that way, but I have to bring back the words of Dr. Ranga, who was just on the program, who said what the current wrangling over the handover process with the U.S. Elections shows is that when you have strong institutions, when you have institutions that work despite the maverick acts of someone who comes in and tries to maybe game the system or to shake it from its foundation, if the institutions are strong enough, it's possible that you may have, again, a resurgent democratic culture. And you're seeing that right now with institutions in the United States that have said, we understand you're the incumbent, we understand you've had power for the last 4 years, but according to the system, according to our institutional mandate, we are now duty-bound to respond to respect Joe Biden as the president-elect. So I think the very fact that this is happening in America, it's in some way America remaining a beacon for how democracy should function, because the acts of one individual did not in the end shake up all the institutions and turn America into a far-right dictatership.
And maybe, Sean, if I may just come in there to just say, so is this like a topic of discussion in Netherlands, what's going on here in America, just everyday to day people? What are they saying?
Oh, for sure. People on the street, this politics, and this is because anything that happens in America will have a very huge knock-on effect on Europe, and in particular with those countries that are very much close diplomatically and in other ways with the United States. The Dutch are very much interested in global affairs, and especially in American affairs. So this is something people are paying close attention to. And it has also a parallel conversation going on in the Netherlands, because we do have a resurgent far right. We do have very similar political discussions, even when you look at social issues such as Black Lives Matter and other conversations going on in America. They have a mirror going on also here in the Netherlands and I'm pretty sure elsewhere across the world.
Now, Mr. Macheza, you know, when we look at this issue, what impact does it have on emerging democracies?
I think the main lesson emerging democracies should take is, again, the question of building institutions that are powerful enough to outlive individuals. I think many people are using the actions of Donald Trump and the actions of the far right in other parts of the world as an argument that democracy doesn't work, as an argument that, well, America was claiming that it's functioning but yet actually it's not. And to some extent, there might be some truth in some of those statements. But until we find an alternative that works, until we find a way of running societies that allows as much freedom as what we currently have, we need to sort of believe in democracy. I don't necessarily believe that the way we're doing democracy right now is the only way and is the best way. I think there are other ways to be more inclusive, to have less impact of corporates and billionaires and all these people having influence on politics. But we do have to maintain a strong belief that democracy as a way of doing things is for now the way that we have. So emerging countries have to sort of believe in that and alter it to work for their own social conditions.
Marvelous.
Aiwapo, tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaShawn Macheza vari kuNetherlands vachitaurawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu ikoko kuti vazhinji vari kutarisawo zviri kuitika imomo nomuAmerica kuti utongi hwejechetere hunofamba sei uyezve kuti remangwana rinenge rakamira sei ndozvimwe zvavari kutaura ipo pano panyaya iyoyo yeutongi hwejechetere. Asi taona zvakare tangatina Dr. Simbiso Ranga vanga vari kutaurawo kuti munguva inotevera vari kuona kunge nyaya iyoyi yemalockdown icharamba iriko kuitira kuti vanhu vagowanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dziya dziri kuuya kuitira kuti vanhu vasawanikwe vachipararira nechirwere ichochi checovid-19 kana kuchibatira kana kuchiparidzirawo kune vamwe. Saka nhomba idzi dziri kuuya vari kutaurawo kuti ivo sachiremba vachawanikwa vachitova kunge vari mumwe wokutanga kunge vachitora nhomba iyoyi yecovid-19 kuitira kuti remangwana vanhu vakwanise kunge vachigara vaine hutano hwakanaka. Gibbs,
maybe as the last thing to discuss, you still remember that Mr. Tendai Biti was actually arrested for assaulting a Russian lady who is in Harare. So now we have got a video of the MDC Alliance spokesperson Fatsai Mahere. Let's hear what she says before we conclude our program today. Marvelous. There she goes.
Vice President Biti approached the police himself. It's important to state that he wasn't summoned by the police, but he went to the police to clear his name because he was surprised at this fabricated allegation. So upon attending the police station at around 11, he was then advised that the police actually had an intention to detain him. He wasn't then allowed to go. And one of the key complaints he raises against the police is that he was now in custody following his own cooperation with the court. He was denied food from 11 to 6 a.m. COVID regulations were not observed whatsoever. The police weren't wearing masks. There was no sanitizer. There was no social distancing. And then by 2 o'clock, the docket was already ready, and he insisted that, look, given that the docket is ready and we've got a right to a fair, speedy trial within a reasonable time, the right to dignity, the presumption of innocence and all those rights, he then indicated that, look, together with his lawyers, obviously, you can take me to court now and we can deal with the remand hearing. As we all know, remand hearing should be a quick, expeditious process, especially given that bail is a constitutional entitlement. I think the constitution is quite clear on the rights of arrested persons and detained persons. The police declined, and upon the legal practitioners asking why, you know, they were delaying and why they were delaying taking him to court and refusing to take him to court even though all the papers were ready, no answer was given by the investigating officer until 6 p.m. when he was then summarily advised that he was going to spend the night in cells. The police and the lawyer, Mr. Alec Nchadehama, inquired, you know, why is it necessary to detain someone overnight? He's got a right to liberty. He's cooperated with the police. If you want him to come tomorrow to court, you can just warn him and summon him and he will come. Without giving any reason, they then took him to the cells. Obviously, there was no water in the cell. There was no sanitizer. The other persons who were detained had no masks. And obviously, this is a huge COVID-19 risk. I think we all know what's going on concerning the pandemic. He was handcuffed, even though at no point had he attempted to, evade arrest or not cooperate with the police. He's now handcuffed. And in his handcuffed state, he was bundled into the back of an open truck. So imagine you're trying to balance in a, bungling open truck and you're wearing these handcuffs.
So that is Mr. Zahir Mahere of the MTC Alliance. So we know that this happened on Saturday, and she was complaining bitterly about the police, the way the police handled this issue. But the police are saying, you know, there was a case here. So now I think we have to end on that note, Marvelous. Thank you to our guest, Mr. Sean Macheza, an independent political commentator. He's based in the Netherlands. And Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who is here in USA. Sign off is Kip Stube in Maryland. Say good night, Zimbabwe.